Part B. Look at page 2 of your data file. Situation. You are Mavis Tam. You are a teaching assistant at Kowloon Secondary School. The careers mistress, Anna Chen, has asked you to help with some tasks on the careers guidance team. You will listen to a recording of the careers guidance team meeting. Before the recording is played, you will have 5 minutes to study the question answer book and the data file to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. Complete the tasks by following the instructions in the question answer book and on the recording. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and on the recording. As you listen, you can make notes on page 3 of the data file. You now have 5 minutes to familiarize yourself with the question answer book and the data file.
Thank you.
The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 3 of the data file.
Good afternoon, everyone. Let's get started. There are several things we need to talk about today. Shall we start with the Outdoor Learning Day, Peter?
Yes, sure. Oh, but before we start, can I just say a few words about something I read in the newspaper?
What did you read?
It was a letter to the editor in the Hong Kong Evening Standard. The person who wrote the letter thought that schools were spending too much money and effort on careers education.
Hang on a second. Too much money and effort? I can't believe that after all this hard work, there are still people who don't think careers education is important.
Haven't we discussed how effective careers education is in helping students make career decisions?
I know. It was from an article we looked at quite a while ago.
Yes. Basically, it said students weren't taught how to make career decisions themselves. Several countries introduced careers education programs in their schools, and they realized that these programs were very effective in helping students make up their minds about what they want to do in the future.
And don't forget that universities don't have enough careers education programs.
Don't they all have career offices?
Yes, they do. But the problem is, they only cater for people who already have clear career plans.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I thought they provided quite a range of services, like helping students work out their career plans.
No, Peter. Many of them don't have enough career counsellors. These career officers are a great source of information, though. That is, if you already have a clear plan about what you want to do, they will be very useful.
Well, that's unlike everything we do here. Anyway, let's get back to what we want to go over today, the Outdoor Learning Day.
Yes, I've finalised the date with the principal. It's Friday, the 23rd of March.
Friday the 23rd? I thought we wanted it in April.
We did, but there are quite a few tests and quizzes, so Friday the 23rd of March will have to do.
Okay, I guess it's still the same time like we agreed on last time, from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Yes, 9:30 to 4:30.
Do you know the pick-up point? I assume we're booking coaches as usual. The sooner I know when we're picking up students, the sooner I can start booking the coaches.
It'll be the school playground.
Are we dropping students off back here at school then?
No. The drop-off point is going to be Kowloon Tong MTR station.
OK. Let me put this down in my notebook. Kowloon Tong MTR station. Drop-off point.
As I'll be away on a teacher's training course, Peter, you will be in charge.
Are you sure, Anna? I've never been responsible for such a large number of students.
Oh, you'll be fine. We all know how much students love you, Mr. Lam. The students will behave themselves.
If you say so.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? If not, let's move on to the next item, the Careers Day. Have we now got a guest speaker?
Yes. Robert Koh has accepted the invitation. He will be talking about his experiences working as a freelance designer and later founding his own company.
Robert Koh, he studied here, didn't he?
Yes, he's an old student of our school. He was always good at art and design. I just didn't expect that he could be so successful and create his own brand. I think it's particularly meaningful to invite a successful alumnus as the guest speaker. I hope his talk will inspire our students.
What's the name of his company again?
Rainbow Design, I think.
Oh, Rainbow Design. It was voted the most successful local brand by readers of the Hong Kong Business Magazine last year.
The most successful local brand? That's an achievement.
And the Hong Kong Business Magazine as well.
We're lucky to be able to get Robert Koh because he has a very tight schedule. You know, his businesses already keep him busy enough.
Of course. That's good. We've got the talk sorted. What's next? Let me think.
Wakefield International School Partnership Program?
Yes, Wakefield. I had a long chat with the principal and he agreed that we'll send 6 students to Wakefield.
6 students? That's great news. Secondary 4 or Secondary 5 students?
Secondary 5 students. The principal said they are more mature.
6 Secondary 5 students. Do we know when Wakefield would like to have our students as interns?
They are always short on staff, so whenever our students are on holiday, really.
The summer holiday will be great then, right?
Yes, it's the longest school holiday. Oh, Mavis, do specify when the summer holiday is when we talk to Wakefield. Make it clear that it's from mid-July to late August.
Sure. Summer holiday, mid-July to late August.
In fact, I think Wakefield sent me an email yesterday. Mavis, I'll forward it to you, and I'd like you to write the reply for me, please.
No problem. Anything else?
No, that I can think of. Do you have anything else to say, Peter?
No.
Okay, so let's call it a day. Thank you for coming today.
That is the end of the listening component of this paper. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off your radio.